We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
A big thanks to everyone involved in today's show. It was a lot of fun today. We talked about some serious things. We also got super silly with Jason Leisure, which was appreciated. And now I get the opportunity to hang out with Parkins and Spiegel. They've got you until 6 o'clock tonight. I wish there were some things for you two to talk about.
Man, you know, we had our crack at Tony La Russa in real time yesterday. It was listening to the station today, it was like, ooh, batter up for Mullion Hall, and then for Dan Bernstein, and then for Lawrence Holmes. I was like, man, I recognize those swings. I enjoyed it today. It was a fun day to listen.
Yeah, that whole thing unfolded right in the middle of our show. And that in itself has brought me some context as I've continued sort of conversations about the whole thing with people today. Like, if there was somebody in that dugout who didn't know the rule but was kind of curious about it, can I tell you how quickly I found out the nuance of that rule yesterday as it was happening? Because I saw Mike Farron, Chicagoan, former WGN guy, now the Arizona Diamondbacks pre and post guy, as it was happening, said, I saw him tweet at somebody and say, you know, I think you can just choose the guy before the pitcher. I had that in a Diamondbacks game. And I saw that. And I'm like, yeah, I think that's true. Let me see. Open to search. Ghost runner MLB extra innings rule. Search. Second thing that pops up there, I click on it, and it is the details of said rule. And I excerpted it and put it on Twitter, and I think my excerpting of it was one of the first things that started making the rounds. It got quoted a whole bunch and stuff like that.
Hold on the internet, right?
The internet, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
www.
You don't even need to do that anymore.
No. Nope.
You can just type in the website.
What if I type in World Wide Web?
Yeah.
Dial-up status.
Sure. That'll work. Really, anything will work.
And but you can't have technology in the dugout, Speaks.
No, it's true, but I also...
What, do you want them to be the Astros?
No, no, but I do think that maybe that's... You might want to look into it, I don't know, on your off day in a National League city before your first interleague series of the year when you haven't pulled a double switch in 11 years and this whole rule now exists. Because his coaches were upset about the double switch. Just the double switch itself, putting Liam Hendricks into harm's way with that. Like, so there's just, you know, I'm not a manager. I know a lot of people don't know the rule, didn't know the rule. But if I was a manager, I would know the rule. For the record.
Yeah, that's the thing. It was so open and shut that that's not the reason they lost. But it's just embarrassing. And normally my experience with embarrassment, and I don't know if you guys have ever been embarrassed before.
Nope.
I've been embarrassed a time or 100 in my life. Normally, like, you show it. It's hard to, like, hide that you're embarrassed. He didn't strike me as embarrassed. Like, this is stuck with media and fans seemingly way longer than it did with Tony La Russa. He was like, I didn't know the rule. I guess you know the rule better than me.
And
now I know the rule.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Oh, no, tomorrow's an off day. Enjoy your off day. Yeah, and then he's just out. Like, wait, oh, you took that very well. Like, I would be embarrassed.
Whenever the off day is done and the schedule's, he'll be there.
Yeah, you know, well, see, you're not a Hall of Fame baseball person.
No, clearly.
And you're not wearing the ring at all times to let people know that you are a Hall of Fame baseball
person.
You think
he sleeps in the ring? Do you think it is all times?
Sure.
Yeah, I would.
I bet he does just because, I bet his hands swell up. It's hard to get that thing off at
just
night.
Just leave it on at that point.
Sure. Just leave it on.
Sure. Man. Sure.
You know, the irony is, I think the rule change, because it is such a weird thing and some people don't know it, it kind of gives him cover for some of the strategic stuff that went on in the extra innings, because there were some horrific strategic things that are getting kind of under-discussed, perhaps, because the rule change is so blatant and so obvious.
You want to talk about Leury?
You
want to talk about Billy Hamilton?
It's all there for you, because I'll say this. When I Google the rule, it comes up as a 2020 addendum to the rule. It doesn't come up as a 2021 rule, because MLB administratively probably not very crisp, and it doesn't have it in this year's version of the rule book, because it's just a carryover from last year.
But there was universal DH last
Correct.
Year.
Correct. So it is a unique place to be in. American League manager now having to deal with a National League city and a double switch and nuanced rules, etc.
But
that's the job.
But organizationally,
yeah,
it's not like it just happened. There was time in between the innings for someone to go, Tony, remember, this
of course
there's
checks
time
and balances
for that to happen. That was kind of my feeling on everything when it comes to the White Sox. You all know where I stand on this hiring. I think it was a horrendous hiring. But if everyone over there is committed, and they're committed because they didn't walk away, if they're committed to this team, then it is incumbent upon them to bracket up the manager. They have got to figure out a way organizationally to not have him look like an ignorant buffoon in the press conference yesterday.
Here's my real fear, though, on a human level. Well, I agree with that, and it could be a PR issue, and I don't know who that is. But on a human level, let's just imagine that you are undermined at work, and somebody does something like this and goes over your head, and it's clear that you don't have the power or say that you thought you did, and it's clear that this guy is number one on the flow chart, like you've been saying. There is a very natural human reaction that some will fall prey to where they will just back off a little bit. A little bit of apathy, a little bit of, well, what the hell am I going to do? You know, well, I can't do anything here. Just a little bit of, well, you know, that's your problem. It's not my team anymore. Like, if you're a coach who's like, didn't want to work with him, but now he's your boss, you're like, my God, oh well, you know, nothing I say is going to matter. You know, there's just a little bit of that can take place. We've all seen it. And it depends on how good the leadership is, frankly, from the guy who is angering you. The guy who's there you don't think should be there, he's got to have some humility
what
in those situations.
What he does to, like, team build.
100%. Hey, guys, I know you're not happy I'm here. I get it. I'm sorry. I know this is over your head. I'm sure this was awkward. Let's talk about it, man. I still want to be great. Don't you want to be great? Let's do it. Like, those kind of things. Is Tony a guy who bothers to have those conversations? He hasn't been, historically. So I think there's some very ugly personal dynamics that are natural and all too prevalent around this situation.
My issue with that, and some texters brought it up, some people on Twitter brought it up, like the idea of they're going to sabotage this guy.
Nah.
And not actively.
I'm talking about a very
subtle. They're passively
subtle, yes,
sabotaging this guy. I don't like the idea of it, because you could have voiced an opinion by walking away.
What if they did?
By walking away.
It's a good gig.
It's a great gig, and you owe it to the guys that you have put on the field to give them every opportunity to make lemonade out of this lemon situation that they're on. I don't want this roster's time wasted. And I don't want it wasted because there are people who are passively, aggressively saying, I'm hands off because this guy is in charge. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Everyone's got to get on board with this or get off the ship.
Well, yeah.
And I'm not gonna give those guys a pass because they were like, well, you know, this wasn't my move. It was your move to stay.
All right, so what do you do?
I mean, resign. I was told at the time that, like, if the idea of Rick Hahn resigning was just not a practical thing because of his contract and Jerry would enforce it and now he wouldn't be working in baseball.
Fine. Well, you're working on a team that might still be good enough to overcome the limitations of your managers, especially if you do your job and get everyone on the same page on how you're going to communicate to this manager. That's where the job of being the GM becomes super important.
Right, but who do you think is whose boss in that scenario? Tony is Rick Hahn's boss.
That's fine that he's his boss. That doesn't mean that Rick can't use that to work around Tony.
He can try with
whatever coaches are available that he could talk to. Maybe Super Joe McEwing is a Rick guy. Maybe Ethan Katz is Rick's guy. Miguel Cairo, we know that's Tony's guy. Jerry Nairn, we know that's Tony's guy.
But even with Miguel Cairo and Jerry Nairn, you can work with them and say, hey, you know,
theoretically,
we're counting on you guys too. Like, this is a big reason why we brought you guys in, to keep him up to date on what's going on.
I agree. Think of all this ridiculous excess energy and attention and focus that is now brought here because of this decision. You got to worry about all these kind of dynamics like we're talking about, all that trash. And meanwhile, other people's roles are going to be damaged. Other people are going to start to feel disenfranchised, maybe even players, certain coaches, certain people in the power structure. You'll be like, what the hell? Let me get out of here. And before you know it, you're going to be a year or two down the road here, and you're going to be looking around going, what happened? What happened to our core? Things can have a way of decaying from the middle when you mess with the middle like this.
They were hit with a severe body blow. Like, organizationally, they were hit with a severe body blow. It was shocking how the reaction that I'm sure you both have heard from people over there on this being the thing. But I go back to, I don't want Tim Anderson's time wasted. I don't want good Lucas Giolito's time wasted. And if you decided that you were going to stay, for whatever your motives were that you were going to stay, if you were committed to making those guys winners, you do whatever it takes to make that guy look as good as you can. And at some point, you do have to say, all right, we've done everything that we can. But there's no reason that he has to walk into that press conference and look that ignorant.
Oh,
there's,
I agree.
There's
we talked about
zero
it.
Yeah. reason why that has to happen.
I don't think that a culture seems to exist where people can check him. Because, yeah, that's PR 101. You prepare your guy for what he's going to be faced with before he meets the media. But I have something that's going to make you guys feel better. Mark Feinsand, who reported on Albert Pujols being designated for assignment.
Yeah, okay. Released by the Angels.
Did he take the assignment?
Well, he follows up that initial report on Albert Pujols with this.
Here he comes.
The White Sox feel like the perfect landing spot for Albert Pujols, who played for Tony La Russa from 2001 to 2011 in St. Louis. Luis Robert's injury has opened a spot for a bat in Chicago.
That's a bad thought by Mark Feinsand, unless, unfortunately, it's an informed thought.
The reason I read it is because he was informed ahead of Passan and Heyman and everybody on Pujols, so it is totally within the realm of possibility that he is informed on where he would be. If you're wondering, Albert Pujols, still a bat?
No. 198
hitting 198
622 OPS.
That is correct.
We were joking about it in the last segment on whether or not you'd rather have him or Jake Lamb, or whether you'd rather have him or Billy Hamilton. And so Speaks, this is gonna like knock you out.
Oh man!
As I'm joking about this on the air, I get a text from Rick Camp. They intentionally walked Albert Pujols in the first series of the season.
The White Sox did?
Yes, in game two.
How do I not remember that?
In game two.
Situationally, did it make any sense at all to do?
No.
Maybe it did.
No.
Did it load the bases? There had to be some other strategery behind it.
It made sense.
There had to be strategery beyond, I'm afraid of Albert.
And then there's the cut
of
Tony talking about Albert Pujols before the series, where he talks about how he's in the family and I hope we don't have to face him. Mm-hmm. And the best outcome would be that he hits three home runs and we win the series. But I really hope that we don't face him. Get ready for Albert Pujols at 35th and Shields. Let's go.
It's terrible, like, but I am obviously rooting for it.
For Vaughn? I mean, he can't play any positions. He cannot play a single position.
Center field's available.
Yeah, until Adam Engel gets back in 3 months.
Oh, my God.
They've been playing this for a while. You remember seeing those pictures of like Jose Abreu and Yermeed and Luis Robert talking to him on the field?
Of course.
They've been recruiting him.
Anaheim. Yeah. They've been planting this for forever. They knew this was happening.
Your problems are solved.
You know,
congrats on those season tickets, by the way.
Thank you. I was over there the other day. They were installing handicap ramps in the dugout just to make sure he can get up there. No problem.
Oh, see, now that is unnecessary.
And it
devalues the legitimate criticism that the man deserves.
That is correct.
Although I also enjoy when we play Tony Cash because
it's the funniest thing on radio, period.
It really is hilarious.
Because he does sound like that. You don't have to take the gig.
Every single time.
If you don't want to make yourself a forward-facing guy, you don't have to take it. narcissism is a bitch, man.
Okay, Lawrence, because yesterday, too, we played the press conference without it.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I forgot about it. And so we played it again, and then Tanny hit us with it. And I swear to God, I laugh every time.
The beautiful thing about it is that you now can't, on you guys' show,
yeah,
you can't not do it now.
No.
Like, it's got to be, until so he's good. Not managing, and probably even beyond that, you have to do it.
You know how many times I've, like, written or thought about cutting the parody song? But no, it's just, the actual thing is just way better. It really is.
So we got to break a little early, because I'm really excited for our guest that's going to come on in about 10 minutes. Did you see that clip of Mark Sanchez with Pat McAfee about Justin Fields' acing the aptitude test?
Yes.
The doctor who administered it is coming on the show.
Nice.
Yeah, sports psychologist, Dr. Scott Goldman. So he's going to tell us, like, what the test is, and we'll see what he can tell us about Justin Fields. That'll happen. We are finally, allegedly, going to debut the first track of the Justin Fields album.
Finally! We've gotten over the sonic disaster.
At 3 o'clock, we'll see. There have been massive technological problems. I'm still very skeptical. Boog Shambi at 4 o'clock. And I think Chris Ronji going to join us as well to talk some White
Sox. The harbinger of White Sox death,
well,
Chris Ronji.
Exactly right.
Because a very loud and frequent thought of Chris Ronji's, I wonder, is in the mind of Jerry Reinsdorf. So that's why he came to mind and will come on the show.
So Lawrence, have a good day, my man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.